to know what name belongs to that face.
Oh, thank you, Acting Chair. My name is Tony Sile. I'm a corner advisor for this committee.
Chairperson, honorable members, I'm Mwana Tau, a manager responsible for finance and economic committees, including SCOPA and this committee. Thanks.
Thank you. Now, the process that we're going to follow today is that I'm going to ask somebody to nominate someone as the chairperson of the committee. That nomination has to be seconded, and from there we will ask the nominated person if he or she agrees to the nomination. If there is no further nomination, then we will have to declare that person as a nominated chairperson. If, however, there is another nomination suggested, we'll ask a person again to go through the process, and then we put the matter to a vote, and whoever has more votes will then have to assume the seat as chairperson. Right, now may I ask for a nomination for the chairperson? Oh, and if you may please state your name for the record so that we have a proper record of who said what. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Chair. My name is Bongiwe Mpingo Kekaba. I am nominating Honorable Sakhumzi Somyo as the Chair of the Committee on Auditor General.
Thank you. May we have a seconder for that? If you may have your name, please.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. My name is Honorable Matafa. I hereby second the nomination for Honorable Somyo to be the chairperson of the committee. Thank you.
Thanks. Mr. Somyo, do you accept the nomination?
Sakhumzi Somyo, I do accept nomination.
Thank you. Do we have any further nominations? No? All right. Mr. Somyo, you are therefore nominated as chairperson of this committee, and from this point, you can come and take the chair while I disappear discreetly.
Well, thank you very much for assuming the acting chairpersonship while we're nominating and electing the chair of the committee. We appreciate your facilitation. And indeed, now we are assuming that responsibility. We wish to express our sincere gratitude for the onerous task which has been bestowed on myself, being the chair of one of the committees which saw to entrench a sense of accountability in the financial viability of government, and mostly to ensure that critically we do so by making the point that the Constitution of the Republic is so respected so that those who are paying their own taxes should see in a clear, succinct way as to how the Parliament takes that responsibility of making those who are supposed to account so appropriately. So we would work quite closely with the Office of the Auditor General in providing such required information to ensure that as parties who are part of this committee, we deepen that accountable instance. So we are going to work together to guarantee that sense. Already the country has been a buzz in the past week on the a report which has been released on municipal viability at the local government level. It sought to give some form of direction as to what are these other areas that the community should somewhat focus on. So there will be a time when the committee is fully briefed by the staff who are supposed to give us some inkling through the legacy report, which is going to determine the direction of the committee. And in addition to that, we ought to formulate our own program to find time to do so and lay some form of a strategy in dealing with a number of those matters that are of a challenge to the nation in as far as the audit function is concerned. So we're going to rely more on your astuteness in terms of handling such matters which relate to our own portfolio in a way. But the fortunes or misfortunes are that indeed, though we are a responsibility of Parliament, we're not necessarily looking into a pertinent portion of a department. We are overall, in terms of our own outlook, to look into our own duty as a committee of Parliament. So it's our responsibility goes wider as such. And the second last thing is that we might be called upon to work very closely with the committee SCOPA, which handles matters even beyond our own scope. And we have to ensure that the management committee, which manages such programs, does itself sit. It has to just to confirm and affair itself of all the nitty-gritties of the committee in terms of fortunately, as I come from the majority party, it is my insistence and the majority party itself that we are not necessarily to pursue our own task having to focus on political practical instances. We would do so, confirm our own ability to a very objective analysis and outlook as the committee. So I work very closely with the whip of the majority party to ensure that as part of management of the committee work, we are somewhat infusing the element of trust amongst them. The door will be open for us to work together, all those parties which are represented here to fill holistically as part of the committee. Though we are chairing the majority of the ANC, this is now our committee. So each and everyone should feel that it's got a role to play in ensuring that the work of the committee is doing quite such and well. In terms of the immediate meeting that the committee would have to hold, do you have any direct information on that in the ensuing days or weeks for our own programming?
No, unfortunately, I've only been roped in this morning, so I have no idea what preparatory measures have been taken. I don't know if you have information on that.
No, we'll communicate, Chair, to you in due course. We'll update you. In fact, we'll come and propose with a proposed program to you.
So can I then propose that we meet? I know that Mr. Mbele, who is the secretary of the committee, is currently on study leave And that's why he's not available here today. I don't know whether he's back tomorrow. If he is, I think I will have to communicate with the manager to ensure that our work rolls on, because we're not going to afford not to have a clear direction as far as our next sitting is going to be in terms of our days of meeting, because some of the members here are the chairpersons of committees. For example, Mukikaba here is a member, is the chairperson of the Basic Education Committee, and Mutubungwana is the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Public Works. So we've got two committee members who are heading very busy committees. So in terms of programming, we must ensure that they somebody comfortably part of the committee work one way or the other. So we have to email each individual some form of a detailed draft, inclusive of the legacy report, not later than today, to ensure that at least members are kept abreast of what ought to take place in the committee. Then from my side, in absence of any other thing, I really want to thank each and every one of you who has attended the meeting. You say we'll be informed of the next meeting for key things relating to the program and looking into the discussion of that legacy report, and as well looking into when are we going to have a strategy of the committee. Those are the three key things that we have to meet on.